Hey, check, check it, this. Hey, Panini, don't you be a meanie. Thought you wanted me to go, or why you trying to keep me teeny? It's a dreamy, wished it on a genie. I got fans finally, and she wanted them to see me. I thought you want this for my life, for my life.
Hello, and welcome to the Bro vs. Bro podcast. I'm your bro, Dayton.
And I'm your bro, Easy. And as usual, we're going to kick off this podcast with the joke of the week, which Dayton has for us.
The joke of the week is brought to us by the Life with Limits, just a story of a girl who happens to live colorfully. How does NASA organize a party?
I don't know. How does NASA organize a party?
They plan it.
It's good. It's a good joke about planets and stuff.
Yeah.
If you would like to send us in a joke or any of these other segments they're about to go through, you can contact us at bro@outlook.com or just click the contact us link on the Bro vs. Bro website, which is bro.com. So, yeah, got all this information. Now it's time for this week's big order of the week, which is brought to you by the Hair Cafe, where if you have or need hair, you need to get there. Located on 10204 White Avenue in Clinton, Maryland. This week's big word of the week is labyrinthine. Labyrinthine is spelled labyrinthine. Labyrinthine. Labyrinthine means twisting and turning. So, yeah. Dayton, you know anything that's labyrinthine?
No.
Nothing that's
a twisty straw.
It's a good one since it's in the name. Kind of.
Yeah.
We're going to jump right into this week's climate change activist, which Dayton has for us.
The climate change activist is brought to us by the Easy iPhone Repair. If we can't fix it, it ain't broke. You can contact us at 704-941-0802. John Muir, also known as John of the Mountains and Father of the National Parks, was an influential Scottish-American naturalist, author, environmentalist, philosopher, glaciologist, and early advocate for the preservation of wilderness in the United States of America.
Wait, what was his nickname?
John of the Mountains and Father of the National Parks.
Sounds like a cool guy.
Yep.
Do you know Yogi?
Yep.
And Boo Boo.
Yeah.
Besties. Yeah.
Besties forever.
Must be cool. Now it's time.
Yogi and Boo Boo.
Read this week's this or that question. Which this one, I don't know. It's just like all the other ones. Whatever. This week's this or that question is bagels or toast? Dayton, why do you choose? You choose bagels or toast? Which ones do you think's better?
I choose toast because. Because that's the one that you eat more often, like, well, peanut butter. You're not going to eat peanut butter and jelly on a bagel every day.
Yeah, you might.
You might. I'm not. I choose toast because you can put just butter and use one piece of toast. But if you use a bagel and put one butter, then the butter's going to go through the hole.
Sure. Okay. Guess that's your reasoning for not liking bagels. I don't know. I choose bagels because you choose toast. And the reason I chose bagels is not just because you chose toast. No, no, no. Also because bagels are round.
Okay. And you can make you can get an Uncrustable sandwich.
And damn. Bagels are also can come with like, they have like seeds on top. You get everything on a bagel.
Whole grain bread.
Okay, you don't like whole grain bread, so, got him.
It's the same thing.
Whatever.
Okay.
If you would like to send us in your choice on bagels or toast, obviously you can contact us at brothersbro@outlook.com. But now it's time for this week's climate change facts. The concentration of carbon dioxide, or CO2, in our atmosphere is, as of 2018, is the highest it has been in 3 million years. Carbon dioxide is stuff that comes out of our, when we breathe, and also your cars. So, yeah, that's not
because we've been breathing too much.
That's false.
Yes, it's true. Scientifically proven.
By who?
I don't know, Walmart?
What? Whatever. Now it's time for this week's book recommendation.
Book recommendation is brought to us by the Grove Presbyterian Church, where church and life meet, with our great pastor, Kate Murphy. Al Capone Does My Shirts is the book recommendation. Al Capone Does My Shirts is a historical fiction novel for young adults by author Jennifer Choldinko. In this story, Moose Flanagan and his family moved to St. Monica to Alcatraz Island. The move was caused by the father's new job positions as an electrician and as a guard in the well-known Alcatraz prison. Yep.
Cool. Okay. I guess it's a good book. Again, if you'd like to send us in a book or any of the other segments that are about to go through, you can contact us at brothersbro@alex.com. Going cool prizes like
T-shirts.
Wow.
Stickers.
Amazing.
Man/woman handbags.
Cheeto puffs.
Cars.
Out of this world.
Solar toys, because we're saving the Earth, I think. Does that save the Earth?
No, not really.
It has a solar panel on it. You could, like, break them open and get a bunch of solar panels on your roof if you want to.
Okay, what's the next thing that we get for?
Handbags.
Okay.
That's about it.
You could also win much more.
Because we never go through it all. Because it's too much. We would take the whole podcast.
Sometimes.
No, we probably wouldn't, but it's okay.
Okay. Now it's time as we get into the tail part of the podcast. I could call it tail. I don't know why I say that a lot. But it's fine. As we get to the end of the podcast, it's time for this week's random act of kindness quote. This week's random act of kindness quote comes from Franklin D. Roosevelt. Humble kindness has never weakened the stamina or softened the fiber of a free people. A nation does not have to be cruel to be tough. What does that mean to you?
A nation does not have to be cruel to be tough. You can beat the people with happiness. Kindness.
What? I don't understand. I'll read it again. Let's just read it
again.
Slower this time.
Very slow.
Human kindness has never weakened the stamina or softened the fiber of a free people. A nation does not have to be cruel to be tough.
Kill them with kindness? Yay! Okay, moving on, because...
Okay, yeah. Let's just give some shout-outs to people who make us possible. Our producer/director, B.L. Self. This week, our song was Panini by Lil Nas X.
Our team mom/security, B. Murray, and our therapy dog, Petey, because what would we do without a therapy dog? And like my mom always says, stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelt. Bye, Panini.
Trying to keep me teeny now they need me. Number one, I'm screaming. Oh, yeah, you used to love me. So what happened? What's the meaning? I thought you want this for my life, said you wanted to see me thrive. You lied. Now when it's all done, I get the upper hand. And I need a big piss, not another fan.
This is Bruh vs. Bro.